Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
In 1974, three fishermen from Turbot Island off the Connemara coast drowned on the way back to the island from watching the All-Ireland football final in Clifton. It was the final straw for a struggling island which was evacuated 7 years later. Now, Turbot is being repopulated, in summer at least, with a mixture of original and new islanders, and they have commemorated the 1974 event with a new video launched in the Abbey Glen Castle Hotel in Clifton. Lorna Siggins reports.
There's a westerly gale blowing and a big sea off Airfort Beach in Connemara. It's a Sunday evening, and it was a similar wild night in September 1974 when three fishermen, Michael Wallace, Patrick Stuffel and Patrick O'Toole, took their curragh to return to their home in Turbot Island. They had been into Clifton to watch the All-Ireland football final, but they never arrived back.
On that Sunday morning, I was supposed to go out to Clifton later in the evening because I was returning to the States the following morning, and my father was coming back to the States with me for a visit. A neighbour and my brother dropped us off on Airfridge, and it was rough at that time but not very bad. We went into Clifton, we stayed in a hotel in Galway, and we got up in the morning. I said to my dad, "Did you have great sleep?" And he said, "I didn't sleep a wink. It was storm and rain like I never heard all night." So he was worried about the people out of the island and returning after the match. So we went to Shannon and called my mum to say goodbye, and she was crying. I said, "Oh my God, you can't be that bad after he's only gone for 3 weeks." She wouldn't tell my dad that the tragedy had happened because she knew he wouldn't go to the States.
Breach Priceney Ward grew up on Turbot Island and has a very clear memory of that night of September 1974. Breach's neighbour, farmer and fisherman John O'Toole, who also still has a house on Turbot, was related to one of the men who died.
The boat was found next morning, yeah, but they didn't know who was in the boat at the time till they kind of done a head count of the island, and word went round and who hadn't came back. No phones, no mobiles, no nothing in those days. It was just all basically wait and see. Yeah, they went to Clifton to watch the match because there were no televisions on the island. The night got so bad and wet that they thought they'd get home, and they started off, I believe, to get home, and they just didn't make it, you know. That's what happened. Nobody ever knows. No one ever knows actually what happened, but it happened. I think the older generation wanted to go. I know Lord and Mr. My father, he's 10 years dead tomorrow. He wanted to leave the island, because he said we'd have no life there as young kids growing up. Things were getting tougher on the island, fuel, living, groceries. A lot of the younger men was leaving, going to England, I suppose, working. It was just smaller families left there and older people. And that was the nail in the coffin then, the one said for the island. Everyone decided then just we're getting off and that's it. So the house is building for them on the mainland with the Land Commission. And one day came when the house was ready in 78... I remember my uncle Martin, Lord of Mercy, and he's gone too. He came to this house in the morning, and he was talking to my father at the door, and my father came in and told me to go back and feed Marty's calves. And the move started that morning. Women packing up bags, household goods, men drawing the cattle to the mainland. It was just back and forth for the whole day. Dogs, cats, chickens, cows, calves, every bit of furniture that was could be drew to the mainland. But the land is so fertile from generations of being fertilised with seaweed and things like that, you know. There was a bank of turf on the west end of the island. The island people cut the turf and sold the turf to the people on the mainland for a few bob to survive, not realising they were cutting their own throat. There was no electricity, there was no fridges, your fridge was a bucket of water. So it was tough, but it's better now with the electricity there. Like, yeah, it's great to see the new people on the island. Because it's great to see life back in the island and houses being done up and people running around and kids having fun and playing on the beaches as we did for when we were kids. As my father said to me the night after I left it, I used to cry myself to sleep, was I? And he said, "Don't be crying," he said, "over that old rock." He used to say to me, "No," but I got over it.
A poem written by Joseph O'Toole, a friend of the three fishermen who died, was recently put to music by a new Turbot Island resident, Peter Knox. Fellow new Turbot Islanders, Dutch couple Stefan and Hanneke Frenkel, are behind a video project made with Barry Ryan, which records the loss of the men and the evacuation of the island and the new life that is now to be found there. Coincidentally, the Dutch couple also found themselves living on Turbot Island for the last 3 months during the lockdown.
Yeah, we came for a week in March, and then we got a message from our son that he and his wife and the children were very sick and not too wise to go home, so better stay on Turbot. So we've been shielding and cocooning on Turbot, and so it was actually the best place to be. And so we're there ever since.
Well, in the beginning of the corona, I was a bit depressed what to do. We should stay for a week, and then my brother-in-law, he told, oh, it can be last maybe a year. And I thought, oh, I need a project. So we found a bunch of washed ashore rope. And I said, oh, maybe I can a new carpet from that. But I had no clue how to do. So I was just trying things and untangle the whole bunch. And then at last it turned into a carpet. And since then, there's no rope safe on the island anymore. Stefan especially does fishing. And we have some herbs in the garden. And we manage. Yeah, we love it.
Turbot man, a life at sea. They'll no longer will be.
Hanneke and Stefan Frenkel speaking to Lorna Siggins. The Turbot Men video was directed by Barry Ryan with music by Peter Knox. And you heard Joseph O'Toole also talking to Lorna there.